Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains were all in the red today, led lower by the wheat and the corn, Chicago wheat specifically. But corn futures reached new contract lows. March traded down to about 11 cents at one point at 414 and three quarters, then closed around 416 down 10. December 14 and December 15 were both negative today as well, down 9 cents in the new crop corn at 14 and then down 8 cents in the D's 15. Beans were lower as well. March down 6.5 cents at 1269.5. They have not gone through the low from the other day, which was 1262.5. But we're getting back toward that level. And then wheat futures also sharply lower here with March Chicago wheat down 15, and then March Kansas City down 9.25. That's new lows in the March Chicago, but not new lows in the Kansas City. Some news stories saying that the winter kill or possible winter kill did not happen. And then since the temperatures are going to warm up here, that may be an inaccurate news story. And that's pushing it lower. And then, of course, hedge funds are positioning. Not only is it the first of the year, but we also have this report on Friday, which will drive the market one way or the other. South American weather still looks favorable here as that growing season progresses and hasn't had any major problems up to this point.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The only real news today is that China bought another 150,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans. That's on top of yesterday's 350,000. There is some talk also, of course, this time of year with some cancellations from the U.S. and purchasing it in South America instead. But the trade is not focused particularly on that. But more on the report on Friday. Of course, tomorrow we have the export bookings. We're looking for soybeans to be between 450,000 and 950,000, corn between 200 and 700,000, and wheat between 200,000 and 500,000. We had an ethanol output this morning, or ethanol report. It showed an output increase of 1% on the week and 11% over last year. Stocks jumped a touch, up 4% this week, but are 19% lower than where we were last year. And then margins are still positive. And then, of course, we've got the big report Friday, which is anticipated to show an increase on corn and soybean production for 2013 and a slight increase for cotton. And we have ending stock estimates will also be a little bit higher than last month in both the U.S. and world. So a lot of volatility going through Friday.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were unchanged at 136.52. January feeders were up 42 cents at 168.47. And February lean hogs were up a nickel at 85.57. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 8.25 cents at $6.37. Chicago March wheat down 13.75 cents at $5.88 3/4. Chicago March corn down 9 cents at $4.17 even. And January soybeans were up 1.25 cents at $13.75 a cent. March cotton was down 153 points on the day at 83.14 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.